Well, when I hear that song, I think of Harvey Bream. That was Harvey's favorite song, and it makes me miss him and think of him this morning as we talk about that assurance that Christians have, that promise of heaven. So today's message is entitled Pursue Wisdom. And it provides some of the wealth of wisdom contained in the Old Testament book of Proverbs. And if you're thinking, this doesn't apply to me, you're wrong. We all do some foolish things every day. So I want you to check out these photos of some foolish choices that could happen to any of us on any given day. First photo, ornamental rain gear. You don't really have to put on your raincoat or your umbrella. If you want to carry it in the downpour, that's your choice. Next slide. Hey, look at this cuddly little bundle of cuteness that I just found. And don't try this on your next trip to the Smokies here. The next slide is the human sawhorse. It looks like that could leave a mark. The next slide is who needs scaffolding? Hey, I've got a strong friend. Rick can hold this up while I paint this. And Rick, that looks risky to me. Yeah. This next one is, boy, these chainsaws are so tough to start. Not a good idea. Next one is getting ready to do some four-wheeling. All right, Clem, I got them all strapped in. Let's roll. The next one is measure twice, cut once, or stand on a platform and cut once. And my favorite, the final one, is the summer pool party. Hey, nothing like the combination of water, electricity, and alcohol. These guys are in for a shock. Well, in what areas are you prone to be foolish? Do you lose your temper easily? Do you not work or study as hard as you should? Do you struggle with sexual temptation? Do you spend money on extras you really can't afford? Do you lie when it's to your advantage? Are you arrogant, feeling superior to other people? Do you have relational difficulties? If you silently said yes to any of those statements, then this message is for us. As we look at the benefits from the book of Proverbs, God included this practical book that guides us to overcome foolishness. And we're to read it. We're to memorize it. We're to obey the concepts contained in the book of Proverbs. We're to cling to them. We're to pursue wisdom. And why is that so important? Because wisdom gets the best results for your life. Let's look first at the worth of wisdom. The book of Proverbs was written and compiled primarily by Solomon, the son of Israel's King David. When he stepped into the role as king of Israel, we read about it. That night, God appeared to Solomon and said to him, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." And Solomon answered God, "You have shown great kindness to David, my father, and have made me king in his place. Now, Lord God, let your promise to my father David be confirmed, for you have made me king over a people who are as numerous as the dust of the earth. Give me wisdom and knowledge that I may lead this people, for who is able to govern this great people of yours?" God said to Solomon, "Since this is your heart's desire, and you have not asked for wealth or possessions or honor or for the death of your enemies, since you've not asked for a long life, but for wisdom and knowledge to govern my people over whom I have made you king, therefore wisdom and knowledge will be given you, and I will also give you wealth, possessions, honor, such as no king who was before you ever had, or none after you will have." Solomon had his priorities right. God came to him with this blank check offer. I'll give you whatever you want to help you as the new king. And he humbly asked for wisdom. So first things first. And as a result, God blessed Solomon with not only wisdom, but many of the other material benefits as well. And Solomon's reputation for wisdom, for discernment, for capable judgment spread far beyond the borders of his own country. 2 Chronicles chapter 9, beginning in verse 1, it says, "When the queen of Sheba heard of Solomon's fame, she came to Jerusalem to test him with hard questions. Arriving with a great caravan with camels carrying spices, large quantities of gold, precious stones, she came to Solomon and talked with him about all that she had on her mind. Solomon answered all her questions. Nothing was too hard for him to explain to her. When the queen of Sheba saw the wisdom of Solomon, as well as the palace he had built, the food on his table, the seating of his officials, the attending servants in their robes, the cupbearers in their robes, and the burnt offerings he made at the temple of the Lord, she was overwhelmed. She said to the king, 'The report I heard in my own country about your achievements and your wisdom is true, but I did not believe what they said until I came and saw with my own eyes. And indeed, not even half of the greatness of your wisdom was told to me. You have far exceeded the report I heard.'" She said, "I hadn't heard the half of it. My jaw is dropped. I can't believe the wisdom that God has endowed you with and what that has produced in this kingdom. I've never seen anything like it." And the source of that wisdom was God. Godly wisdom is greater than human wisdom. Let's define our terms. Wisdom is not simply intelligence, knowledge, or the accumulation of facts or even formal education. Ann Ortland writes, "I laughed at the student who took a test on human anatomy and failed it. She was the only one in the class who failed that particular exam. This was how her test read. 'The human body is composed of three parts, the brainium, the borax, and the abominable cavity. The brainium contains the brain. The borax contains the lungs and liver and the living things. And the abominable cavity contains the bowels, of which there are five, A, E, I, O, and U.'" Well, wisdom goes beyond the learning or knowing of facts. Wisdom is being able to say the right thing in the right way at the right time. But wisdom is knowing what to say and what to leave unsaid. Wisdom is being able to discern when to be tough and when to be tender. And the worth of wisdom is priceless. Solomon says, "Pursue it, get it, seize it, embrace it, value it, utilize it." Proverbs 3, beginning in verse 13, states, "Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She, wisdom, is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. Those who hold her fast will be blessed." And just as a tree provides shade and offers support, bears fruit, the metaphors used here of a tree of life, this towering oak that wisdom can be in our lives. So don't miss out on its free benefits. Wise up. Get wiser. Pursue wisdom. Proverbs 4, 5, and 6. "Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. Simply put, wisdom precedes successful living. Wisdom gets the best results for your life. So how do we obtain wisdom? Well, let's consider the way to wisdom. Wisdom emerges from spending time with the Lord, learning His ways, honoring Him, following His path. Listen to Proverbs 1, verses 1 through 7. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction in prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning. So if you already feel like I already have some wisdom, you can get more. Let the discerning get guidance, for understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Again, the source is God. The way to wisdom is this reverence, this fear, this respect of God. That's the starting place. That's the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. If you turn over to Proverbs chapter 3, beginning in verse 5, again, it breaks it down like this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. Would you like for life to get a little easier, better, smoother? Would you like God to roll out the pathway before you and smooth out the bumps that you keep seeming to hit? Then trust Him with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, and submit to Him in all your ways. Do it His way. We often think, well, God's way is good, but I have my way that I'd really rather do it. And that's where we hit the rough sledding. It says in verse 7, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. If you want to reduce some of the stress in your life, some of the chaos, then try doing it God's way. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear God. Shun evil. Do what the Bible says, and things will go a lot better. It will bring health and nourishment to your body and bones. Wise practices can lengthen and strengthen the quality of your life. And it's just common sense that God made us. He knows what is best for us. He's provided an owner's manual, His Word, which details how to get the best results out of life. And the Bible is practical. It's relevant to our daily spiritual needs. If you need a Bible, then today please feel free to take the Bible stored under the chair in front of you as our gift to you. This divine document has the answers for life's questions. The Bible has the answers on how to have loving relationships and get along with others. It contains financial advice for the wisest money management. And we're going to go into a series starting next week called Beyond Normal. It's really kind of an extension of our weird series. It's the idea of handling money in a countercultural way. And the book of Proverbs has a lot to say about that. It offers direction for being an effective parent or grandparent. It has answers on how to care for one's body and one's health. I love the joke about the woman who was walking down the street. She saw a little old man rocking in a chair on his front porch. And she said, I couldn't help but notice how happy you look. What's your secret to such a long, happy life? He said, I smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day. I drink a case of whiskey per week. I eat fatty foods, and I never, ever exercise. Wow, that's amazing, the woman exclaimed. How old are you? 26. Well, God's word tells us that our bodies are to be the temples of the Holy Spirit, and we're to respect them and properly care for them and feed and nourish and give them exercise, give them rest. And following his guidance and wisdom will make you healthier emotionally, spiritually, and physically. The Bible is relevant to all daily decisions about how to live life to the full. So you have to want wisdom, and you must pursue it. It won't magically appear one day or forcefully enter your life. You must choose intentionally to pursue wisdom. And the old adage is true, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Listen to how Solomon put it. Whoever corrects a mocker invites insults. There's some people you can't help setting them straight. They just won't accept that or receive that. He says, whoever rebukes the wicked incurs abuse. So do not rebuke mockers or they will hate you. Rebuke the wise and they will love you. Instruct the wise and they will be wiser still. Teach the righteous and they will add to their learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. That's found in Proverbs chapter 9, verses 7 through 10. And notice how Solomon keeps taking us back to the source. If we want to get wisdom and be wise, we must start with a respect for the Lord and his ways. Back in Proverbs chapter 2, Solomon makes it clear that our role regarding the way of wisdom is, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Verse 6, there in Proverbs 2, for the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Verse 6 repeats that truth again about the source of wisdom. The Lord gives wisdom. That same process is repeated in the New Testament in James chapter 1, verse 5. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Would you like to make better decisions? Would you like to get along better with people? Would you like to be healthier, wiser, handle your finances in a better way? Then the book of Proverbs is for you. It is a source of God's wisdom on how to live everyday life. And God will generously dispense wisdom to us if we pursue it. And so your homework assignment today is to start with today. And for the next 31 days, I want you to read a chapter of the book of Proverbs each day. There are 31 chapters. They correspond to the 31 days of the month. Billy Graham said that he used to read 5 psalms a day, and that would take him through the book of Psalms, 150 chapters in a month's time. He said, I read the book of Psalms to help me keep my relationship right with God, you know, the vertical. He said, I read a chapter of Proverbs every day to help me stay right with my fellow man, the horizontal. And so today, start with Proverbs chapter 27. Read the chapter that corresponds to the date, and then tomorrow on October 28th, read Proverbs chapter 28, and so on, until you complete the book here in the next 31 days. And each chapter is very staccato. It jumps around with a lot of different types, but it's very practical, full of wise, relevant advice. God is holding the gift of wisdom out to all of us. But I want to talk to you before we close about another gift that he wants to give us. And that's the gift of salvation. That's the gift of eternal life. In today's conversation, the word fool usually refers to someone with low intelligence. But in the biblical usage, fools may have a high IQ, high IQs, and a reputation for success. What makes them fools is that they ignore God's wisdom, preferring to follow the shifting dictates of the crowd or their own fallible opinions. Many of the Proverbs are parallel constructions that contrast the wise and the foolish person. For example, Proverbs 12:15, the way of a fool seems right to him, but a wise man listens to advice. Or Proverbs 14:16, a wise man fears the Lord and shuns evil, but a fool is hot-headed and reckless. Proverbs 29:11, a fool gives full vent to his anger, but a wise man keeps himself under control. A fool goes after his own way. Haven't we tried doing life our way long enough? The wise man, the wise woman, goes after God's way. And wisdom gets the best results for your life. Jim Elliot was a Christian missionary to Ecuador, South America. He was martyred by the savage Aka Indian tribe, and in one of his final entries of his diary, he penned this profound message. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. A wise old sage was highly respected because of his uncanny ability to make sense out of the trickiest, the most perplexing questions and riddles presented to him. In an attempt to outwit the master, a young man came up with a perfect trap. In his cupped hands, he held a living sparrow, and his plan was to ask the wise man if the bird were dead or alive. If the old man answered dead, he would open his hands and release the sparrow. If the wise man said alive, the young man would silently crush the sparrow and present its lifeless carcass. Either way, he planned to outwit and humiliate the master. The antagonist approached the sage, and he announced, "I have a sparrow in my hand. Is it dead or is it alive?" And the wise man countered perceptively, "The answer is in your hands." And this morning, that's the case with our eternal souls. Whether we will be saved or whether we will be lost, the outcome depends on how we each respond to the grace God has given, to the sacrifice that Jesus has offered. We are faced with a dilemma. We each must make a decision to be a fool or to pursue wisdom, to live for self and be lost, or to live for the Savior and be saved. The answer is in your hands. Would you stand with me? We invite you to come forward as we sing. If you need to speak with someone today, we'd love to help you make a decision for the Lord.